Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. Great song by the Mamas and the Papas from the 1960s. I was trying to figure out this morning what type of music to use to open the show, and I thought of that, and boy, did I have memories of my days back in college at University of Arizona in Tucson. That was a big song first year I started school out there. Hi, everybody. This is James Dick with North Florida Writer Live, and tonight our topic is John Kerry's Borderless World. Oh, John Kerry opens his mouth and puts his foot in it every time. Amazing. Some of you may not know this story, but this just happened recently. After a significant absence from headline coverage in recent months, John Kerry has once again asserted himself on the front page with a statement that would be laughable if we're not so dangerous. Speaking to a commencement audience last Friday at Northwestern University, he closed his remarks by telling the new graduates that it was about time to welcome a borderless world. Kerry, a man who received medals galore for scrapes and shallow flesh wounds, which allowed him to exit from Vietnam early, is now touting how great it is that the new world order will permanently eliminate borders. In his warped mind, this represents a positive means of cooperating and trading freely with the rest of the world. In reality, it represents chaos and tyranny, because you can't have a country without borders. Even Thomas Jefferson said that. Meanwhile, thousands and thousands of additional illegals are pouring into the United States weekly, with our Border Patrol told to look the other way. These people don't understand our language. They don't even want to. They are unchecked for disease, and worse, they are unchecked for any link to radical Muslim terror. They bring no assets from which to support themselves, and the list goes on and on. And we wonder why the budget is in such bad shape. This man, Secretary of State John Kerry, himself with absolutely no knowledge or training in diplomacy, has led the Department of State further down the road to capitulation from the needs of America on the world stage. Great follow-on to Hillary Clinton, folks. And he's shown the audacity to call out Donald Trump, but he doesn't have the nerve to call him out by name. Kerry's claim is that Trump has no experience to prepare him for the duties he could very well assume in a few months. Trump, who has had very difficult dealings with foreign business leaders in his business negotiations, and has successfully developed properties the world over, is called a lightweight by the man who helped President Obama give free-ranging nuclear rights to Iran. Iran, we should recall, is the country which leads much of the world's Islamic push and which made the Secretary of State look like a complete fool at the bargaining table. In so doing, he and his boss have put America in a very precarious situation at a time when we, in effect, already have no borders nor an immigration policy. So if Americans think that Donald Trump is a danger, just look at the results of what the current administration has accomplished and the people, including both Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, and what they themselves have accomplished. And think of all the Republican establishment members who have stood silently by while all these things happened. These are just a few of the items that are driving the success of Donald Trump. Americans are looking for real action and common sense to take the country back. And that can't be done without taking on a weak, corrupt, and deceptive national and world establishment that has no concern whatsoever for the average American or for the country that they are supposed to defend. So it's just time to just say no to a borderless nation. Let's build a wall, man it appropriately, in the illegal invasion, and send home those with criminal records who are running our streets and filling them with crime. Otherwise, crime, terror, and the complete chaos that is building will run rampant as our nation grinds to a complete halt and, possibly worse, into Armageddon. Do we want a new world order? No. We want a sovereign United States, free and productive to lead the world, not to be a pawn for the rest of it. God bless America. And let's take a moment and take a look at our pictures, since pictures always say 1,000 words. First is a character of the hapless John Kerry, a man who babbles about and dabbles in the theories of the absurd. Next is a picture of the border being overrun. This is a daily picture on the southern border, folks, every day, going on like crazy. Thousands upon thousands every month are coming across. Next shows the more organized highway border, but you have to understand if you're coming in from somewhere like Tijuana or Juarez or anywhere along the border, if they're not checking you when you come to the border, you can bring anything in. And remember, the Border Patrol has pretty much been told to stand down. Then there's a picture of an ISIS fighter. How many of those guys you think are in this country already? You got to be some. They're finding all kinds of things written in their language along the border, empty backpacks. We don't know what was in them. We just don't know. And frankly, our government doesn't seem to care. And then I put up two universities. One, the esteemed Duke University. The next, my school, the University of Arizona. Why did I put them up? Because the left-wing educational agenda has been absorbed by all of our universities over the last 50 years, and that's what they're teaching. Students have safe zones for something like a chalk writing of Trump's name on a park bench, but Americans don't have safe zones for what's coming across the border. That makes sense to you folks? I doubt it. If it does, well, welcome to La La Land. Then I show an upside down American flag because we are truly upside down in our policies dealing with the world. We're the laughingstock of the world. And then Donald Trump, the man who has surprised everyone by now he's the presumptive nominee because there's nobody left in the running. Donald Trump's going to be running, and it looks like it's going to be against Hillary Clinton. Should be interesting. Everybody says he can't win. They said he wouldn't make it a month in the Republican primary. So let's see what happens. And lastly, the cross, the Bible, and the American flag. Why do I put that up there? Well, I put it up there because we were founded under God. Our country was. And I think it's time that we all remember that. And frankly, we need to return to it. So we're going to come back for some final words. I promise this will be short tonight, but I thought it was important to get this out after it happened because it's just amazing to me that there are people in leadership positions, high leadership positions, that think America should not have a border. Like it's done such a great job in Germany, hasn't it? Germany probably won't be speaking German very long. And, of course, a lot of that goes for most of Europe these days. So I'm going to play a song now, which I had originally thought to play at the beginning, because it talks about the border. Only it's many, many years ago. And when you're dealing with problems at the border back then, you just got your town vigilantes up and you ran them out of Dodge. Here is a good old goodie. Marty Robbins singing El Paso. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his rights for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worth than this pain in my heart. And at last, here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Colina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Colina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Colina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Colina good.
Sorry, folks, we had just a temporary difficulty switching back, but good song by Marty Robbins about old El Paso. New El Paso has its problems, too, with Juarez right across the border there on the Rio Grande. It's a city full of the cartel. A lot of problems going on, a lot of them coming over into America and doing their bad stuff when they want to. But hopefully we'll work this out, but we need a change to do so. Now, I want to close out with a few comments about why in the world would John Kerry or anyone in high places want America to be borderless? And the only way you can explain it is to look at their basic belief structure. And number one is this. They think that America is the real problem in the world. They don't believe in American exceptionalism. They think we're arrogant and we're flawed. Well, folks, I'm not John Kerry. I'm just an older guy, now retired, but I spent some time traveling, and I was in the military overseas, and I can tell you this. Yes, we have our flaws. America is not perfect. There is no question. No place is perfect, just like no one is perfect, except the one man who came and just spent 33 years on Earth with us. He was the only one that was ever perfect. But we're far and above better than any other place to be in the world. And we've done more to help the world than anyone else. We're the most generous people for worldwide causes. And yet the world continually dumps on us. And now they do it because they know they can get away with it. But that's number one. Number two, they think the solution, the Kerrys and his type, including the president, they think the solution is a world government, a new world order, where the elites, all those people that are so much smarter than we are, well, of course, going to be the ones put in charge, and they'll be over in Brussels, if it's still there, if it doesn't burn down, or somewhere like that, and they'll rule the world from afar and probably gather after work for some brandy or cognac and a cigar, and count themselves on what a great job they're doing of taking care of the little people. Problem is, the little people have figured them out, and they can't stand that thought. I mentioned earlier that Jefferson said you can't have a nation without borders, and that's exactly why they don't want us to have borders. Because if we don't have borders, the nation goes away, and then they can take Charles with their world government. And finally, is the idea of liberty versus tyranny. Number three, if you eliminate the United States, you eliminate the lone engine of liberty. America has been the shining light in the world. It has fought world wars, it has defeated tyranny, and it has set those people free again. Now, maybe some places we've gone, they don't want to be free, and we've tried to do something we can't accomplish. But we've always tried to do the right thing in the past. But it seems like now we're not doing that. And that ties in with that upside-down flag that I was talking about, because we seem to be upside down in so much of what we do. So if you still wonder why a guy like Donald Trump has come to the forefront of American politics, just listen to him speak and think about that blue-collar worker in Akron, Ohio, who has been notified that his company is going to be closed because they're moving overseas. And just think about what he's thinking when Donald Trump says, "We're going to make America great again. We're going to put Americans first." Nobody else is saying that. Not a Democrat, not a Republican. For some reason, they're frightened by it. But I think I know what it is, because it's a threat to their power. It'll get the power back to the people where it belongs. So that, I think, is what the problem is all about. You can think anything you want, and you make your own decision. But I thought it was very important tonight to present these points, because we folks, whether you want to admit it or not, are in deep, deep trouble as a nation. And we either decide to face it, or we're going to fall. And when we fall, freedom, as you've known it in America, will never come back. And that's my commentary for this evening. Folks, I hope you enjoy listening to these commentaries. I've got a lot of different subjects, and you can review any of my commentaries online. They're on demand 24/7. This one will be added to the list about 10 minutes after I go off the air. You can find them at blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. That's blogtalkradio.com/Florida Writer Live. And I hope you'll also look at my regular blog site, my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. I update the blog with daily tidbits, not always daily, but pretty close. And you might find something there that you like. I talk about God. I talk about my country. I talk about my conservatism. I talk about nature and animals that I love, and sometimes other things. So it's a pretty broad arrangement, and that's why I put the show on under the Lifetime heading. I will be doing a show again either tomorrow or the next day. It will be back to the animal world and dogs. I'm going to tell a story about another special dog, how much he meant to me and the family. And as I mentioned, I'm also going to give you some excerpts from comments that I received from one of my listeners about my earlier dog story that I put on last week. I think it's you'll find it interesting, and I was really glad to receive it. It really made me think. A dog in her life with she and her husband, I'm not going to mention her name, he won't be identified, but I think you'll find it interesting because the dog really did something for them. Dogs do that, folks. Dogs do that. Anyway, folks, that's our story for tonight. And we're going to close out with just a real brief, appropriate theme, turning America around. And we want to bring America back. So we also want to see happy days again, folks. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you'll tune in again. God bless you. Have a great evening. And I hope you'll be with us again real soon. Bye now.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my bike will hum, ready to race to you. These days are happy days. These days are tell them me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.